Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Now, we've already celebrated two holidays this week, Epiphany on Tuesday and Orthodox Christmas yesterday. They're both church holidays, and they've been teaching us really important stuff. Well, today happens to be another holiday, which is definitely less serious. It's National Bubble Bath Day. Do you like bubble baths? My kids love them. They love making big white bubble beards and covering as much of themselves as they can to pretend that they're polar bears. That last one is fitting for today, as it's the coldest day of the winter so far. I'm not much of a bath taker. I like to take a quick shower and get on with my day. But that's what makes bubble baths special. No one needs to take a bubble bath to get clean. We choose them precisely because we want to experience the fun they bring. And that's really the spirit behind National Bubble Bath Day, taking time to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. There are things in life that aren't expensive or fancy or complicated, but still bring us joy. Things like a nice warm bath, the sound of rain, the smell of fresh baked bread, or how cozy you feel under a blanket on the couch. Why don't you take a moment as a family and share some of the simple pleasures that bring you joy? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I'm curious, did anyone share any simple pleasures that you also love? Did anyone share any that surprised you? One of mine is definitely the moment I walk into the bookstore and cafe downtown, especially on a cold day. You pull open the door and you immediately feel the warmth and smell the coffee. And for me at least, I love being surrounded by books, even if I'm not there to read. But can I tell you my favorite simple pleasure? Holding my kids' hands. Of course, we always hold hands when we're walking through places like parking lots. With my 2-year-old, that's often the only time he'll hold my hand, and that's because I make him. He's very independent. But with my daughter, sometimes we'll be doing one of our walks through the Pine Preserve, and I'll feel her reach out and take my hand. For me, as a dad, that's the absolute best. To know that she wants to hold my hand makes my heart explode with joy. Well, this week we've been learning about a very old prayer called the Wesley Covenant Prayer. Monday night we talked about how we belong to God. Last night we talked about asking God to guide our steps, even when God's plan is different than ours. Well, the last part of the prayer begins with this line: I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. When we pray this, what we're saying is, I'm choosing to follow you with joy and my whole heart, not because I have to, but because I love you and I want to. When I make my son hold my hand in a parking lot, he'll do it because I said so, but I can tell he'd rather not. Of course, I still love him very much, and I totally understand why a 2-year-old boy wants to do everything by himself. But forcing my son to hold my hand is not one of life's simple pleasures, for him or for me. And if I'm being honest, there are times when I do things because God said so, but I still don't like it. And that's an okay place to start. God understands that I'm still growing in my faith. However, when my daughter grabs my hand on one of our walks because she wants to hold my hand, it makes me feel so special and loved. And I know that when I try to live the kind of life God wants me to because I love God, I want to listen to God, and I want to follow God, well, the Bible tells us that God loves when we choose to follow with joy and eagerness. Just like when my daughter wants to hold my hand and it makes my heart explode, God's heart explodes with joy when we choose to follow freely and heartily. And you know what? I've found that the more I follow God with my whole heart, the more God's way becomes full of those simple pleasures. Reading the Bible and praying become like talking to a friend. Helping others becomes less of a chore and more of a joy. And letting go of feeling like I need to control everything becomes a source of peace. Okay, let's wrap up our time together this morning with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for simple pleasures, for warm baths and cozy blankets, for holding hands with people we love, and for bookstores that feel like home. Thank you that following you can be like that too, something we choose to do because we want to, and something that brings us joy. Help us follow you freely and with our whole hearts. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and I'll see you tonight.